Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, hello, and it is a joyous Wednesday here in New York City at the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the Zuzu Files. It's going to be a great day. Across the table from me, two of my favorite people to broadcast with, from the very important Race, the movie, the play.com. It is our great friend, the incredibly talented, wildly ambitious Brett Rabel.
Yeah. Ambitions outstrip his talent, though.
Doesn't matter. You know what? As long as you get to the finish line, I don't care what percentage of talent and what percentage of hustle got you there.
It's low on, yeah. Some good hustle, though. Yeah.
And very talented and very funny. And thank you for being here. And next to him, from World War Fun, it's one of our favorites. It's Sidney Gantt.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, one clap. Thank you. Very ambitious of you to clap.
There can only be two. Maximum is two claps. Yes.
And, yeah. Well, thank you very much for being here, boys.
Yeah, I got half the room.
You're killing it. Yeah, killing it.
Let's get plugs right out of the way. Brett, tell us what you want to plug, my friend.
I'm plugging. I'm in an off-Broadway play that I also co-wrote. It's called Race, the Movie, the Play. It's a spoof of cheesy Oscar bait race movies. We have a run at Asylum NYC Theater, June 17th to July 12th. Six shows a week. Early bird tickets start at $39. It's a really special show. We have a fantastic cast. Maddie Smith is in it on this run, and a bunch of other incredible comics and actors. So if you're in New York or New Jersey, check out the show, racethemovietheplay.com. Thank you.
Before Sid, you do yours, I want to vouch for how funny this is. Brett has worked his balls off on this show. He's plugged it. He's workshopped it. They've done readings. He has really talented people involved, and I think this is going to be a thing people talk about one day, and this is going to be a great chance to get in and see it before everybody else knows how cool it is, so please support them.
Thank you so much, Zach. Yeah, it's our second official run. We did one at Soho last year, or 3 years ago, and it sold out, and so this is a bigger run with a real producer involved.
So please check that out, and Mr. Gantt?
Yeah. Oh, first of all, I would like to say that my birthday is June the 17th, which just happens to correlate with the opening
of
Race, the Movie, the Play. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And then I'm World War Fun, you know, the only podcast that makes you feel like a kid again. Myself and Ryan Shaner pick a theme every week, and we declare World War Fun on that theme until you guys decide that we're either racist or or you've had enough.
Sounds like our play.
Fantastic.
Perfect pairing today.
Please check that out. Very funny show. And find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Punchup.live/Zach Amico for all my tickets. If you're watching live, I am going to be on tour this weekend. That's right. Tomorrow, I am in Michigan City. The day after, South Bend, Indiana. Then on June the 6th, Kalamazoo. And June the 7th, Whoop Whoop, Detroit, Michigan. Wicked Clowns Never Die. Those dates are all myself and Crack Amico. So we'll be doing a full comedy show and then a concert because I'm not following music. If you're watching the show and you want to subscribe, hey, you save a few bucks off your subscription with that promo code ZOO. And what do you get? The archives, thousands of episodes. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat as well as our bonus Friday episode. We do three of these a week, and only subscribers get that Friday one. All right. So we have a bunch of funny stuff to talk about today. Now, yes, we will be utilizing Sydney as our right-leaning black correspondent on some of these.
Thank you very much.
Because I would love your opinion. But let's start in a non-racial Maryland police moment.
let's see how racist we can make this non-racial moment.
Let's keep it. Let's start non-racial. Bizarre moment, Maryland police arrest suspect as his pants and underwear fall down.
Which one fell down first?
Oh, well, he's quite a big fella.
Oh, shit. Nah, bro.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Nah, bro, nah. Nah, bro.
I mean, at this point, I don't even know. I don't care what he did. That's the punishment. Just let him go.
Uncensor it. And now that's the punishment.
I think you step on the back of him and push him.
Dude, you know how to do justice. That's justice.
Yeah, you step on where the belt is, and then you and the other cop just heave home him right into the street.
Oh, God. Don't do that to the street.
The poor infrastructure. No.
Poor infrastructure. The infrastructure is already crumbling. Zach, you want more potholes?
I will say, as a fat person, having to pick up your pants is part of your day.
Okay.
And now, once you are handcuffed or restrained,
yeah,
it is a matter of time.
Is there ever a context where your pants fall down and you're just like, ah, fuck it?
Constantly at home. Nice. The amount of times I am walking back into the living room with like a beer in one hand and something in the other, and my pants start to go, and I have no underwear on.
Yeah.
I will just penguin walk into the living room with my fucking light switch out.
What does Mrs. Amico say about that?
Jesus Christ.
That's her safe word.
Like, yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus fucking Christ.
You just watch the sadness.
Yeah.
Melt over. You hear Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Yeah. Dude, that's like when you have a wife, you see that look at least five times. If you don't see that look at least five times a day, you're not being a man in your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're in your own house. That's an okay place to let them hang.
Sometimes you gotta.
How often do you feel like you have to replace a pair of pants? Like our sweatpants? Does the waistband really get...
No, because I very rarely... That's a nighttime thing.
Mm. Yes.
And I usually go big and tie them rather than like just tie them like up so that I can pull them up.
You don't test the structural integrity of the elastic. You just go bigger.
I rather go bigger and tie it off.
Yeah.
And that way I can be comfortable.
And do you use like a full rope to tie it?
Yeah.
Like a cattle rope or?
Yeah. How many people help you tie that?
You know, the aerialists that like go all the way up to the ceiling and down. I just lay on the floor and I have them do tricks around me.
Dude, that's
until
crazy.
My pants fit.
I'm picturing also, or maybe a bungee cord, one of those clip bungee cords.
Well, there's not, once it goes inside the pants, you're kind of fucked.
I'm oscillating between Cirque du Soleil and the Blue Man Group that are doing that for
me. Of course. once the band has gone inside the pants, they are now fucked.
Yeah. What do you mean the band has gone inside?
Like the string that you tie them with, once it's gone inside the holes.
Dude.
Yeah.
I spent like 20 minutes the other day just kneading it because it really went in and I just kneaded it out.
No tool? Just all hand?
I did it all hand.
That's
what an incredible craftsman. Yeah. It actually was discipline.
Or it's discipline or a lack of ingenuity.
It's both. You really should just tie a little knot before, but it's a whole thing.
Yeah, all that bragging about that ambition. I mean, it's good Lord.
I had E.T. on. I watched E.T. while I was doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, in most cases for me, I blow through pajama pants quick. And that's, I blow out the crotch on them.
It's the crotch. Yeah, the crotch goes on pants for me.
I cannot keep pajama pants. I'll just get up and now there's a hole from my knee to my asshole.
There's big hang of balls, man.
Yeah, your ball sweat pH balance is off. You guys are
acidic.
Yeah,
I'm throwing stuff out.
You guys have corrosive nut sweat.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That was like my teenage years, like from like mid-teens to about 24, I was pretty corrosive.
How did you get a hold of your corrosive nut sweat?
I don't know if I did. Mm-hmm. I just change my pants more often. So like now I'll wear pants for no more than 2 weeks straight without washing them. Mm-hmm. And then I have 5 pairs of the same jeans. And I'm saying that while I grabbed the pair of jeans that are out of rotation this morning. Like these should not be worn.
These are past bench players?
Yeah, they're past the 2 weeks right now. So I feel like I'm kind of stealing valor right now. But it is true. I typically don't go more than 2 weeks without washing my pants.
What is it about pants that you wouldn't really wear a shirt 2 days in a row, but pants, you're like, I'm rocking these pants for half a month.
Come on. If you change the underwear.
Yeah, of course.
That's all that
not
matters.
Not to act like a clean freak, but I do change the underwear from time to time.
As long as you change the underwear, I think
from
it's
time to
different.
Time.
Dude, at some point in the early 2000s, it came out that you shouldn't be washing your jeans, and no man should have heard that information.
We already weren't.
Like, are you kidding
no
me?
No man. These pants haven't been washed.
I would
I've
compare
had
it
ten
to
years.
Wearing a hoodie 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Because you have a t-shirt on under there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm also, you know, I play it a little fast and loose. Sure.
Yeah.
Pajama pants I blow through. What happened, when I first started shopping for myself, I found outlet malls.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place that used to have $5 jeans, and I thought it was the coolest. I would get three wears out of them tops, and then they would just explode off my body.
You had disposable jeans.
Yeah.
They're single use jeans.
It was
the best jeans, by the way.
They were awful, but you just kill them immediately. The crotch would blow out on them immediately.
Yeah,
that's very Mongolian of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why is that Mongolian?
So, like the Genghis Khan era of Mongols, they didn't change their clothes. They wore them until they fell off, and then they would put on new ones. It was considered, I don't want to say sacrilegious, but it was considered improper to wash.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to go back. I would be considered royalty in the Mongolian era.
As gross as I am, I know how gross I used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of times I would Febreze clothes before putting them on.
Yeah.
In my early 20s.
Another thing that no man should have had knowledge of, Febreze.
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of water we saved when Febreze came out from men showering is
Dude,
crazy.
Men are environmentalists.
That's
like,
what
I'm
is.
Washing my sheets twice a year.
Nobody gives us credit for that, though. You ever notice that?
I know.
That?
Women definitely, they buy more. They're killing the environment.
Dude, they're
bigger consumers.
My biggest deterrent from doing laundry is that Amazon has the buy it again option.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm like, am I going to do laundry or am I buying another 20 pair of socks?
again.
And
get then, on a subscription.
I know
model.
Those socks are, I'm getting 2 wears out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Of course, always.
Have you ever found food in your body?
No, I can't say
My sister, who's a doctor, has recently found that in a patient.
Hidden?
Yeah. He was. You know, very large. Like he might have made you, you know, look like it's very
slightly
skinny.
Less fat.
No, but he and she said there was like a third of a foot long sandwich. There's about 4 inches of sandwich that was in a roll. Mm.
Oh no!
He was like,
was he saving it for later?
Yeah, but who
might have been?
Wait a second though, because I feel like we might be projecting on this human being a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure? It was a third of a foot long. It could have also been like a couple bites of a 6-inch.
It could have been 2/3 of a 6-inch. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said
unless
that,
I had the evidence, I'm not going to put that on that man.
It was. She said it was not a new sandwich.
I'll give it a some eaten sandwich.
That's
know
fair.
For a fact. That's what we know statistically for a fact.
I occasionally, if I come home wearing jeans and have change in them,
yeah.
And then I change into pajamas. If some of that change falls out, I will wake up with like a nickel on my back for way too long.
Come on, that's like the obese man's good luck charm.
Yeah, I will. When
it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I will occasionally have that.
That's also how the enemies, like when they murder a fat guy, instead of putting the coins on their eyes.
Yeah, they just stick them to him.
Yeah, just stick dimes to their body.
Like pickles on a window, yeah. You just kind of throw it.
All right, we have a continuing amount of... I didn't mean for this all to be racial, but then it's also my algorithm right now.
I'm sorry, because we didn't get a chance to. Are suspenders a thing for you? Do you ever rock? Think about suspenders.
I like them, but I feel like they pull my pants up super high.
Mm.
And if you wear suspenders, you kind of got to tuck in.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like I'm 95.
You have children. You can't look like you have grandkids.
I pull up my pants up to my tail. Yeah. I'm sure I will reach that.
Yeah.
But as for right now, I mean, I also wear mostly the girl tights at this point.
Yeah,
I'm a comfy boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the black tights?
Yeah. Those are really from Tord. Yeah, I get the ones with pockets.
Like Lululemon?
It's from the company Tord. They're like a fat girl company.
Oh, sick.
And you just get them with pockets, and they're pretty good quality.
Is that... Because everyone has kick around at home clothes. Like, as soon as my day is done, I put on
the... Yeah, for me, it's basketball shorts.
Yeah, same. It's like the same pair of shorts pretty much every day. What is yours? Basketball shorts? Who's on the logo? Is there a specific team?
Generic black or generic like with a stripe on the side.
It's N1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
They're sandwich.
That's the thing about fat guy clothes is the fatter you are, the more generic they get.
Yeah.
So for a while, when Big J was very heavy,
sure,
he had the same rock and roll t-shirts that every big fat guy had, which was Beatles, AC/DC, Johnny Cash with the Jack Daniels bottle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's like one more. But you see every fat guy
has. It's got to be like Ramones.
Because they had them at Big and Tall.
Oh.
But then when you get really fat, it's to the point where you can't even get like a team shirt. Mm. It'll just be a shirt that says like sports.
Yeah. So you start off with name brand stuff, and the bigger you get, you end up with like clothes brand clothes.
Yes, very much so.
There's that one line of big guy shirts. It's like the dog. There's like
Big Dog.
That was like That was a store.
The 90s.
That was an official store.
That was a store in the 90s.
I thought it was like in Gap or something.
Big Dog was
Big
Dog was a sick brand,
They had all the parody shirts.
Yeah.
We would get them for my Cuban grandfather because he would always complain that nobody paid attention to him. And he'd go, I am the dog. No one cares about me. I might as well be the dog. So we started buying him Big Dog stuff all the time.
So, Brad, I'm a little confused.
He did not think it was funny.
Yeah. I assumed you were about my age. I hate to make that assumption now.
It's about to be offensive. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. How old are you?
34.
Oh, yeah, that's offensive. It's very offensive, Brad. Get your shit together. You need more sleep and liquids, dude.
What? How old are you?
40. On June 17th, on the opening of Race, the movie, the play, I'll be 46. I'm sorry.
See, I just want to know. I just get this on the record. You looked at me and you go, that's a 46-year-old man.
I was like, he might be a little older than me. That's cool.
This is heartbreaking.
Here we go.
Zach, what am I doing wrong?
It's the mustache. You've aged yourself with the mustache.
Oh, the mustache. It's the busted. No, but
what?
It's like,
busted?
You're so. No, dude, you're so.
My heart
busy. You're so busy with Race, the movie, the play.
Shut up. Don't try and fake flatter.
You're not getting water.
You're so busy. You're doing so much.
It was growing. It was living without hot water for so long, I think.
There it is.
It was all those cold water baths.
Great.
Which is supposed to be good for the skin, by the way.
This is good. All right, this is good. I need it. I needed someone to tell me I looked 46 today.
All right, so let's start here. Let's start easy before we get into body cam stuff. Racist state trooper resigns in disgrace after wife reveals shocking white supremacist messages in divorce filings. This just seems like a bitter woman.
Text messages should always be off limits. They don't determine your whether or not you're racist or not racist. What is that? Like your perception, your perspective on race or ethnicity? You're just having fun with the boys.
Someone's text got leaked?
So it was a state trooper. His wife submitted white supremacist messages in their divorce.
Mm.
This sounds like a scorned woman who knew she was married to a white supremacist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and may have been okay with that at one point.
I should probably not back him before I see some of his
text messages. let's not let Sid dig this one too deep.
But Zach, when I see these things, immediately I go to protect me and my ilk.
Of course.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
There are some text messages that I send that I would not look well for me.
Yeah.
It's, in fact, would be very, very bad.
Yeah, it's a little shitty to just, like, in a divorce. First off, it's a state trooper, so you know the guy's not, like, killing. Like, it's not, like, take him down from his pedestal sitting next to a highway 9 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But it does reek of, like, okay, so we're just character assassinating. It's shitty. It's one of the worst things. White supremacist, it's awful. But it just sounds like, see, he's a shithead, too.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can imagine is maybe she left him or was in the process of leaving him for another race, and he blew up in the texts.
Okay.
She was leaving him for...
For maybe an African-American gentleman.
Still, even more so that his texts shouldn't be publicized.
No.
Like, I should be... No, dude, if you leave me for anything, I don't care what it is, I should be allowed to say the worst possible thing about that thing you left me for. For like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get a 2 month grace period where dude, that's the only way to get an N-word pass. Is if your wife starts banging a black guy, you got 2 months. Use it wisely.
Use it probably not in public, because I don't think other people are like, all right. I see your perspective on, like, yeah, if someone does something shitty to you privately, like, yeah, you
have
to say
it. It's the permission to go from singing it in rap songs to singing it in country songs.
Just finding places for it in country songs.
Oh, no, they exist.
Yeah, fair.
Save a horse.
Every time I put on country music, Mrs. Amico does make me preface when she goes, is this racist or not, before you put it on.
That's fair.
And I say no, and then every once in a while I forget, they'll drop it.
And she's like, Jesus Christ, pull your pants up, stop the racism. What is going on here?
Which song has the...
David Allen Coe, If That Ain't Country. Is that an old one? Yeah.
It's kind of...
And then he had a whole album called the Double X-Rated Album, and that has it a lot.
Well, he told you, it was Double X-Rated. You kind of knew ahead of time.
It was at the time, I think it was akin to, like, the Dirty Album.
Yeah.
So he was just being offensive.
Yeah, we played it on here.
We played it on here. Yeah.
I was on that episode.
Yes. So let's see these messages from this racist state trooper.
Okay, so just to give you, like, a little bit of more information, the reason why she brought these texts to the court is because she's trying to get full custody of her kids, and she said that she felt that over time he's, like, gotten, like, more and more hateful, and she doesn't want that to wear off on the kids. So I'm going to show you two screenshots first, and I'll read you some of the other ones.
I hope they're just like, I didn't like Moonlight. You know what I mean?
Okay, so this is one where he's showing a Hispanic guy that he had arrested and saying this is a trophy pic.
Oh, yeah, like a fish.
Yeah. So far, so good.
And then this one, let me see if I can scroll. In a little bit.
Okay.
Where he says, oh, look, usual suspect doing the usual crime. Another ASP. Hispanic.
See, that's not even the usual suspect, though. So this is personal. That why that guy is the usual suspect is probably a little more nuanced than we realize.
He probably said that because it was a Mexican dude.
There you go. that's more nuanced. I thought the guy was black. See?
I got to be honest. Just this guy's profile picture in his wife's phone does not look becoming of someone not being a white supremacist.
Wait, can we see
the
wife's profile photo?
Just go up to him. Yeah.
I mean, using your profile photo as the car selfie, that does the car selfie.
The front seat selfie is very like, I'm going to be getting some messages, you know, yeah, you were funny on Kumia once, but your politics suck, you're a fat faggot piece of shit, I hate you.
Yeah.
So what we got, Shannon?
Okay, so some of the texts that he sent her said that he frequently demeaned his wife for her goodwill and not liking that she didn't hate immigrants enough. One of the texts is, you don't fucking hate them enough. The shit that clogged up their son's toilet is worth more to me than any of them.
What was in that shit, though? We need to know what they had to get out of that shit.
Another one, if we had a nation with a border, you would be on time. This one, in N-word land, you have to pull guns on people driving down the road. It's what you do all day long, every day.
It's how we say hi.
And then kids that actually have dads don't get to see them because they have to go deal with it. Hold on. There was another one. Let me just find it. It was another lots of N-word one.
Are you scrolling through you and Lewis's text or
wait,
which text
so
is
he, Shannon? Is he claiming, if I'm not mistaken, allow me to steel man his claim, that black fathers are so derelict in their duties that policing black fathers makes those police bad fathers?
Is they're that what not I'm only not home, they're keeping...
It's contagious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. He also said, another tense exchange. She innocently asked him if he could bring their son a drink. Instead, he raged that he couldn't because N-words be N-wording.
It was probably a red drink, and he didn't want it to get taken by all the local N-words.
Wait, he couldn't bring his son a beverage?
A drink. Very specifically. That's very close to drink, by the way.
Yes,
I think
is.
He's like hitting traffic again. And then here's one more of
this guy really just hates traffic.
That's what it seems like.
And
in court, he goes, I call traffic the N-word. I call, you know, it's traffic.
Yeah, bumper to bumper N-word today. It's crazy. That's why I'm 15 minutes late.
Oh, we're nostril to nostril out here.
This is one more of the screenshots. Mm-hmm.
Three white girls on the homecoming court. They had been nine queens, though, period. They breaking barriers history. Okay, yeah, so he's got, I don't know.
I've seen worse.
Where's he from? It's Maryland, right? Yeah.
Have him as a guest.
No, it wasn't. Maryland was the last one.
No, this one's Arkansas.
Oh, come on. That's the least racist cop in Arkansas.
Dude, that's Nelson Mandela. That's the Nelson Mandela of white cops.
What do you want, man? Yeah. Come on. Sorry. You married a cop from Arkansas, lady. You fucking...
The judge looks like you married a liberal queer.
I mean, of course he's a bad person. Of course I wouldn't want someone in law enforcement to speak like that. Come on, you married a cop from Arkansas.
I mean, yeah, I love what you always have to do the quick little conditionals. It's like, bad. We know it's bad. But he's an Arkansas cop.
But do you guys consider that full-fledged condemnable white supremacy?
I mean, condemnable.
I'd like to see how he speaks when he's in a good mood.
Okay. Like him
when there is no traffic.
Yeah,
when there's no traffic.
Yeah, when the roads are clear.
All the same stuff with a smile on his face.
It's a white day.
Yeah, traffic is wide open.
Yeah.
You can see from here to here. All right. Well, actually, I would love to transition this into, this is one of the things I want Sid's opinion on. Chicago high school grad is denied her diploma after doing Split on stage. I've seen a lot of people posting young women using their high school graduation as an opportunity to do a bit of a performance.
Yeah.
And the parents go bananas. I mean it like that.
Yeah.
The parents go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said ape shit.
Well, you also said bananas.
I really wasn't trying.
You kind of did beat around that.
The parents go nuts. And I guess schools are trying to crack down on this, saying that you're supposed to, A, hold your cheers to the end, B, it takes away from the kid who's getting announced after you. Yeah. Shannon?
Yeah, I'd love to see how ratchet this performance is.
Okay, so I'm going to show it to you. This is from like a news article thing, but I picked it because she talks a little bit afterwards.
Well, too much. That's too much. See how long the dress and everything is? You covered.
Meet Tyvion Campbell.
I will be attending Georgia State University this fall.
She says she'd been telling friends, family, and even classmates for weeks that for graduation at Chicago Tech Academy High School, her exit was going to be memorable.
Yes, I gave many warnings. I told my friends, family, and I told my peers, my teachers. I said I'm going to do a split on stage, but no one took me serious, and When I did it, everyone was shocked.
She followed through. After walking across the stage at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, Campbell waved to the crowd, dropped it into a split with a dance move, popped back up to accept her diploma, except it never came.
I did a pretty princess wave, did my split, got back up, and I tried to reach for my diploma, and I didn't get it. And I was confused at first. I thought they mixed up my name.
Video of the moment shows Campbell looking back towards school officials as the audience cheered.
The principal telling her, now, don't give her nothing. Don't give her nothing. Don't give her
nothing. It's a hood school.
The reaction from the crowd was loud. Campbell says the only person who took issue with the celebration were school leaders.
My principal, Ms. Shackelford, she told me I need to think of a way to
that squirrel shitting in the trash can.
And this was supposed to be a celebratory moment, and I made it about myself.
The 18-year-old says she was escorted out of the ceremony and still has not received her diploma. She also says she never saw any written rule prohibiting dances or celebrations during the commencement.
We did receive rules, but the rules had nothing to do with what you can and cannot do while you walk across the stage.
For the new graduate, the biggest disappointment isn't the online attention. It's the feeling like a milestone moment was taken away.
It was disappointing. It really hurt my feelings. I cried, and I couldn't even continue the graduation.
Despite the controversy,
because they escorted you out.
She graduated with a 3.5 GPA and plans to study business administration.
Get that bitch a diploma, 3.5 GPA?
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be a way lower GPA.
Yeah, like she barely made it by a fucking cunt hair.
And then she dropped it below graduation in that split. That's what I was hoping I was going to be able to make the case for. But 3.5?
I mean, I'm just relieved the administrators weren't a bunch of cornbread white people. It kind of, it makes you go, all right,
I feel all right, like
cool. It wasn't about that.
Would have been much more just get her out of here.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to these women who were like, we are trying to raise the next generation of proud Nubian princesses and goddesses.
So that's where I also have to say somebody has to start. And this is going to sound terribly racist, but I have to preface it with, I love my black people.
Sure.
The culture stinks. And this could be like the first step in flip-flopping the expectations of the culture, right? You can't drop it low to get your diploma. That's not a diploma getting activity.
Go
ahead, Zach.
You have to drop it low because you don't have a diploma.
I think that.
Thank you.
I think her extra two twerks is.
So there's
really
a difference between I did a split and they even said dropped it.
She dropped it.
She was throwing ass.
she dropped it.
It's like the Key and Peele sketch of like she threw two twerks.
Yeah.
If she just did the gymnastics
split. How many twerks make it?
Yeah, had she done.
Ratchet.
The splits is a split.
Had she done a cartwheel into a split and then bowed and took her diploma, that is different than doing the split and serving ass.
I would even say, terminology-wise, she didn't do a split. She dropped it.
Yes.
Like, I think that's
split.
The way to classify what she did. She dropped it, double twerked, popped up, sashayed off, and got exactly what she deserved. Nothing. Nobody deserves anything for those activities. I think society prevailed.
Here's my question. Yeah. Gay guy. If he goes on stage for graduation and does the same moves.
Immediately becomes magna cum laude.
Yeah. And I know people are going to, this is even going to sound gay that I say this, but I still say no because I can't think of any people whose shit that I'm more sick of than gay guys. No. You don't get credit for twerking anymore. That shit is dumb. Listen, if you do manly gay shit, I'd be like, all right, give it to him. Like if he did a backflip into a push-up, I'd be like, yeah, get that man his diploma. But if a man...
Handstand, walks on his hands.
Thank you. Something manly, feet of strength.
Yeah.
Dude, don't make my brain go, what am I... You know,
do something manly. Punch a hole through drywall. If you do that, then you can get your diploma.
Drywall was the black chick that came after her, by the way.
That's... I mean, honestly, I think it's she. Yes, is it not the twerks? Is like, just give the fucking girl her diploma.
She's not, like, not she didn't graduate. They just kept the piece of paper.
Dude, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't get my diploma on graduation day for way less.
What did you do? How many twerks?
I literally. Well, I was about to say I did nothing, and you asked that question. That
did
was a
you,
different.
Did you win?
Hold on. Is this a? I've seen this on the internet. Is this a didn't do nothing?
This is
did you didn't do nothing?
Not only this is a didn't do nothing.
This is nothing.
This is a didn't do nothing. This is a what happened was.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is a, what me. It won me. So I was on the track team, and it was a day not graduation, but a particular day where we had a track meet. Everybody wears the track jumpsuit, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody on my team had to go to a doctor's appointment. He left through where the office was. Those doors. He left through. The vice principal thought it was me leaving without an excuse because he knows that if I ever left the school, I would never sneak out of the side doors. I just walk out the front like I'm supposed to. And he knew that about me. He thought that Eric was me. Didn't say anything for like 2 weeks. And they just didn't give me my diploma on graduation day for skipping school on that day. Dude, my mom had to be escorted out. She tried to fight a cop. Awesome. It was ridiculous. It was
it's awesome.
Dude, I already got into college. Like, I don't need the high school diploma. Right. We're good. But my mom, she just saw that as an opportunity to crash out with reason.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she tried to fight a cop. He was 6'7", and my mom is like 5 feet tall. It was the most ridiculous thing in the world. It was crazy.
This giant ass.
Yeah, at one point he picked her up. Like, he pushed her elbows into her side and he picked her up. And he looked at me and was like, Sydney, are you going to do something about your mom? It's just like, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
You realize we've been talking about misbehaving at graduations for 10 minutes for you to say, my mom tried to fight a cop at mine.
Yeah, dude. Listen, you can't tell from my presentation, but I come from an Orthodox Black family.
Yes.
And like every opportunity. So my mom, there was two times that year that my mom tried to fight somebody at that school.
What was the other two times?
So for my graduation project, I had a Black teacher, Mrs. Muzan, and I'll say her name because she's a terrible person. Her son ended up going to the NBA.
Wow.
Damn, what was... he played for the Knicks for a while. I'm sorry. His name is... he's good, by the way. But anyway, she was my graduation advisor for my graduation project. It was a talent show, and we had all the people rehearsing for the talent show, and it was about 2 weeks from... We sold tickets to it. It was a big deal. And we rented out the middle school auditorium. And then 2 weeks before the performance, she decided that she wanted all the white people off the show. And she wanted to make it just a hip-hop show. So at that time, we only had one rap group. We had one step dance group. But then we had magicians. We had acoustics. We had all these other, like, nine other performances that weren't Black people. And she decided at the last minute she wanted to make it just a hip-hop show. And it was just like, dude, there's no way we can do this. And I said, no. Dude, she's like 6'1".
You're like, just from a run of show perspective.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
It's not even a race thing. It's
dude,
just,
how could you do this to a producer last minute?
I don't got the time. I can't fill an hour.
Dude, it was crazy, right? And this was going to be my first ever stand-up performance. I was going to host and do stand-up.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, this was like a big deal for me, man. Dope. This was like the biggest deal. And then I told her no. And so this was a 6'1" Black woman. And she goes, did you just tell me no? And I was like, yeah, we're not doing that. This is crazy. People rehearsed, people prepared, people sold tickets to family members. We're not doing that. And she goes, I'm going to make your life a living hell. To which I ignored because I don't respect anything that comes out of a woman's mouth. But she did. She petitioned for me to get
zero.
Wait,
that was the reason? Do you ignored it?
Yes. Yes.
I was like, you could.
What, you respect the things that come out of women's mouths?
At the not to sound like a loser, yeah.
Dude, you are in your 30s. That's gay, dude. What is wrong with you, man?
What is
give it a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You'll I need a thicker mustache. Yeah, I'll try and get a thicker mustache.
Thank you.
Okay, so you didn't, but go back to
Ms.
Muzan.
So then she started petitioning to the school to not only drop me as her being my advisor, but for me to get a zero for my project,
mm-hmm.
even though we did all the work. So I had to like get involved with the principal. My mom ended up coming to the school. But before that, I went to her classroom And I said to her, I was like, listen, this is a ridiculous thing you're doing. I think you're being really immature about this. And I probably didn't use the right language to an adult. Dude, she flipped out on me. So much so that like she was like towering over me, screaming at me. I backed up into the hallway so that there were witnesses to it. Dude, once we got into the hallway and she realized that I did that for the purposes of there being witnesses, she lost her fucking mind. The most racist shit that has ever been said to me was that woman in that hallway that day. And Mr. West, who was a teacher that was across the hall, he was also a cop and also like did judo. Like, he was like my judo instructor when I was a little kid. Dude, he just stood out there and just witnessed the whole entire thing. I could feel him behind me like, damn, like just like reacting to all this shit she was saying. Long story short, that all comes to a head. Now we're in the principal's office. And the teacher, me, my mom, the principal. The principal says to Ms. Muzan, he goes, very simply, listen, what you did was out of hand. All you have to do to make this go away is apologize. Because they asked me ahead of time, would an apology be good enough to make this go away? So I said, yes. So in the office, they go, all you have to do to make this go away is apologize. And she said, hell no. Dude, I never respected a person more. That was the gangsterest shit that I've ever seen in my life. So much so that my mom, who came there to fight, by the way, when she was like, hell no, my mom was like, okay, let's go.
A bell immediately rings.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so she ended up getting fired. Like, wow. In
over
front
that.
Of me. She got fired in front of me and my mom.
And she was, the teacher was black, the
yeah.
sexual one.
Yeah.
And she was the one who said the most racist shit to you ever?
Dude, she...
We got to top that. What can we...
Yeah, I mean, go for it. I guarantee you won't be able to, because she was trying to make it hurt.
What?
Yeah, she was like really, like she was like talking about my family. It was crazy.
Jesus.
It was absolutely crazy. She called me. She basically called me a genetic N-word. Like that. Because of who you are, where you're from, who your family is, you'll never be anything more than an N-word.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You come from. You won't be the only thing you're gonna be. So.
Yeah. And listen. I am so glad that after that, like I got my, like I really pulled everything together, started really focusing, and I proved her right for the next 20 years of my life.
She's now a Patreon subscriber to World War Fun.
Yes, absolutely.
highest tier. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's fight number two for your mom and administrators at your school.
That year.
Yeah.
She also, in middle school, she had a little dust up with a middle school teacher.
That's even better.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom is an interesting little lady.
That it sounds like she has your back, though.
She did.
I think she also just wanted to fight.
Cam Reddish is her son. Played for the New York Knicks. Cam Reddish.
The
man, by the way. He's good. He's the man.
It's very funny, your Knick fandom coming into combat with like, fuck.
Well, it was cool. I felt like I had a personal attachment to him. You know what I mean?
You should go to a game. I wish you had heckled him. But your mom sucks. You're a good player, though.
Yeah.
You're cool. You turned out.
I totally
she told
like
him when he was a kid, you're always going to be a Knick. Where you're from, you're a Knick. The best you'll ever be is a Knick.
She made me a Knicks fan for life.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
All right. This should be an...
Wait, I didn't tell you my graduation
story. Oh, my God, please.
Oh.
It went off without a hitch. What's next?
Okay, great.
Had to pause the show for that, Zach.
Oh, yeah, I got a diploma when I went to college. Yeah. Okay.
and all the school rejoiced.
All right, well, I think this is obviously a great transition. I have been fascinated with the Kool-Aid pineapple jars.
Mm.
I don't know if this is in your algorithm.
No, it's not.
Shannon, before I send it to you, has this been in your algorithm?
No, I had to actually look up what it was. I didn't even know what it was before.
So my algorithm is filled with this. Now, some sites, and not racist sites, some African-American sites have been referring to them as N-word jars. And it is pineapple and syrup. Big pineapple slices.
In maple syrup.
No, and like the syrup you would get when you like buy pineapple.
Got it, yeah.
Pineapple slices.
Oh, yeah.
And people are adding multiple packs of Kool-Aid and a bag of sugar and selling them. And there's lots of reaction videos. Big hit. And the jar of pineapples, and listen, I know I am a man of size. I know I'm a man who enjoys a sweet treat. When I say these look delicious, they do, but I know I cannot go near the A.
No.
I'm not going to buy one.
Yeah.
And I'm not making it at home because it's going to be
once you pop.
Too telling.
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop.
It has the amount of sugar as 20 to 35 Krispy Kremes.
Oh, my God.
Or I believe what I saw was 30 cans of Coke in one sitting.
One beverage.
Outrageous.
Shannon,
and
do you want to...
It looks the best.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you cannot pretend for a second that this does not look delicious.
I got to see it.
It looks like the best idea ever. It's wild.
I know
it's bad, though.
Of course, I think the pineapple juice, the pineapple juice syrup is like, I love that shit. That shit is always so good.
Mm-hmm. So here's how I will start. Pineapple is already so goddamn sweet.
I know. Dude, it's so good.
The sweetest of the fruit.
Top tier fruit.
I mean, sweet. That and kiwi, I would say.
Okay.
Now, sure, my diet is not phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I do not like apples. I know, how do they roast me? Ha ha ha. For some reason, anything, apples, pears, anything with skin like that,
mm-hmm.
I get an alert. My teeth get itchy.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Some people in my family all get it. I don't like apples. I don't like melon. I think watermelon tastes like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it tastes like just water.
Okay.
I feel like I'm chewing nothing.
Yeah.
Love pineapple. Love grapes. Love kiwi. These look so goddamn fucking good. Because if I had to pick a favorite fruit flavor, it is sour apple.
Mm.
Green or blue?
Mm.
And they have, you have some options here. Shannon, start us out with an easy one.
Oh, you put it in a big ass.
Dude, and they let it
soak.
Looking
at reactions, that's what you want to see, right?
Yeah, or you can do we watch somebody making it, too.
Okay, wait, have a different one.
Yeah, because it's not, they don't just put it, they let it, it soaks for days.
Yeah.
There's work into this. They have to have like a first in, last out system so that they're like moving the jars appropriately.
Yeah.
Business class.
My friends and I would
FIFO. First in, first out.
Yeah. Okay, somebody's got a degree in economics. Let's go.
In college, me and my friends would do that with bum bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
And we would put hot Thai chilies and garlic in it to make spicy Bloody Marys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I had a few friends that made different diffused vodkas. But this is work.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I have these three obnoxious children making it. So we can show you this one.
In the blue Kool-Aid, bro. They said the first step, open it up and pour out the juice.
I love that they go, get rid of the fruit.
It was easy.
Okay, got it.
Come to Florida. I'm coming tomorrow. We're going to Florida.
Man,
tomorrow,
I did not want to watch broccoli heads make this.
Pour it in there.
Yeah. Because people are going around selling this for like huge profits.
The Kool-Aid into the juice.
It's a crazy business model.
Dude.
For one glass.
Fire, I don't know. Really,
yeah, it's like up to $25 or something like per jar.
Try it anyways, bro. All right. Here, dude. This one fucking smells bad, bro. Alright, remember, we're supposed to pour the sugar in, so pour a little bit of sugar in it.
Oh, God.
It tastes really bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Yeah, I'm kind of scared. Wait. Guys, is the mic quality good or not? Wait, we upload this to YouTube. Guys, is the mic quality
That is
good
not an adequate wait, amount of sugar for
this
even
This is not
regular,
the amount of sugar that no. right, the brothers are putting in it.
Even no. regular black Kool-Aid gets way more sugar than that.
It's not bad. All right, put a little bit more in.
Regular black Kool-Aid, you do Kool-Aid right, and the add sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a bag.
Yeah. At least, like, a couple cups. It's, like, too much.
Yeah. Man, if whitewashing's gone too far.
Yeah.
Even for the Kool-Aid.
Can we get black people making this, please?
Even for the Kool-Aid beverage, it's kids I grew up with in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Can we please can we get a more accurate?
Yeah, we do need a
representation, Shannon.
For sure.
Come on.
We need a black instructional where we hear, like, jangling of jewelry over the talking, and every time we get a step, we go...
Yeah.
You know, like, get us the
unnecessary
proper
tongue stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. I was looking for white people because you asked me specifically for
no problem.
No,
thing.
Shannon, I'm kidding. I
Oh, wait, what was the certain thing that made you go to white people?
Oh, there are a bunch of wiggers trying it.
Dude, those were not even full wiggers yet.
No, I'm talking
they were like
chicks.
They were the Squirtle version of
them. Girls with their cell phone in their waistband of their pajama pants.
Yeah. Yeah, don't give me some non-blastoid wiggers. I need the real thing.
We want the furthest evolution. Okay, here we go.
Sign. Sport. I can't see myself spending $20 for no damn Kool-Aid pineapples. Well, maybe, because I be spending money on crazy food all the time. But I've been seeing a whole bunch of recipes for it. I've been seeing people sell them. I got everything we need to make them. Bye, y'all. And that's what we're about to do. Let's get it. So most people are getting the 46 or 48 ounces from Sam's. I have the 35-ounce from Kroger's.
Stop saying Kroger's. It's Kroger.
We need to open it up. Pour your juice out into a cup. Normally, they add the whole pack of Kool-Aid. By the way, I have the blue raspberry lemonade. We know it ain't lemonade. But they do the whole pack. Since I have a smaller jar, just a little bit smaller, I might not use the... We're going to use the whole pack. I wasn't going to use it, but we're going to use it. Have y'all seen the prices of Kool-Aid? Real quick. Two for a freaking dollar.
That's crazy.
When I was growing up, it was 10, 15 for a dollar.
Yeah.
20. Add it to your pineapple juice. Boom. Ooh, look at that. Look at that, baby. That Kool-Aid is strong. It smells good, too. Let's see if we need sugar. Yeah.
No.
That's why they added sugar. So I got a fourth cup of sugar and some hot water. And I'm going to add a little bit to the Kool-Aid at a time. And try to get this.
That's literally pineapple syrup with Kool-Aid in it. Anyway.
Do what you want to do.
Not sweet enough, but.
Kool-Aid, you gotta have it. What is this? Toast without butter?
Oh, what is this? Glass of, what is this? Fucking
half cup of
Poland Spring?
There we go. There we go.
We're just gonna do you like that. Let's see. Let's pour it in. Please don't make a mess. Oh, I hate this when it just drizzles down the side.
Oh, you pour it in to let it soak?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you soak it for days.
Oh. Ooh. There's still some in a pack. You can,
that poor pineapple.
What Ice Cube say? Shake them up, shake them up.
Shake them up, shake them.
I'm sure you got to let this sit in the refrigerator a couple hours, at least a day. But we're going to try it right now. I know it's not going to be as full of
effect. All right, so let's see some hood react. I saw a couple girls that really, when they open up their mouth,
yeah,
that it is not words.
Yeah, and can I like asterisk this real quick?
Please.
When black people like Kroger's, when they add the S,
yeah,
like for the, it is not plural, it's possessive. It's a possessive S, not a plural S.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I grew up, every black guy called me Zach Amikos.
Yeah. You're your dad's kid.
Yes.
you're possessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a dad thing, is you just plural, well, it's not apostrophe, but you just pluralize everything. My dad calls every band, he pluralizes the name. So
like the Beatles is?
Yeah, like the Beatles is Arcade Fire. He's like, oh, the Arcade Fires. The Modest Mouse, he'd go, oh, the Mice. It's like a dad thing to just pluralize.
I know
shit.
What Sid's talking about, though. Yeah.
Oh, I saw this guy the other day.
Yeah, that bit tough.
Oh, that bit tough.
That big guy.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you, buddy. Yes, sir.
They done gentrified the died down Kool-Aid pineapples, yeah, man.
That was a blast story, by the way.
Yes.
That was a Blastoid wigger. That was a full wigger.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a farther along. Yeah. All down to the nice house behind him.
That bitch, huh? That big guy.
Great. Do we have any women?
What is that big guy? What is that?
That bitch good?
I believe so.
And okay. That bitch here's tough one was the first one.
Got it.
Here's our answers.
Tastes good.
Uh-huh. Got another one, man. It's a new flavor, y'all. The double pineapple with lemonade mixed in.
That looked good. That looks good.
Pineapple on the pineapple, that shit good as fuck.
Ooh. Yo, that might pull me in, Zach.
Man, get with me.
I ain't putting it
back. The double pineapple?
The that shit good fuck.
Yeah, that big good.
Here we go.
This the cotton candy.
Get that woman on the label stack.
For sure.
Get her a sponsorship.
That is Aunt Jemima.
I know. That woman needs
the pickles. Yeah. These strawberry pickles.
That is a brand ambassador for sure.
For real.
She's in the Tampa Bay area.
If the face of this doesn't lack teeth, I'm not buying it.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad. His barbecue, I dogged it. And so y'all already know this is 10 out of a 10. But
she didn't even get to put that on camera. She couldn't even wait.
The cotton candy pineapple.
She just puts the rib in between the teeth and spins it.
I love to drink the juice out of them. So, oh my Jesus.
That would work, by the way.
Oh my God.
I love that New York One's on in the background. If you have mesothelioma.
Yeah, gonna hear the fire alarm, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Or the smoke detector, whatever.
Beyond delicious. Oh my Jesus. This is a 10 out of a 10. A 10 out of a 10, Tammy.
Dude,
oh my God.
They're pickling pineapples in Kool-Aid.
This
is crazy.
I love America.
Dude,
it's
the best.
I do love America.
It is the best.
We really know
how long before we have blue raspberry pig's feet?
I love it. Dude. America.
We got any more, Shannon?
We're so good at mutating foods. Like America likes to mutate shit. We don't really like cooking or preparing. It's like we like to flavor blast it. We like to come up with made up words.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor blasting. That's not a thing, but it's
in
America.
The 90s and 2000s, it was extreme. Everything was extreme.
That X, bro. If you don't have that X, your food is shit.
This is, I agree with you on the mutated food. I feel like this shit might be radioactive enough for somebody's like DNA, they're going to get a superpower from this. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe they'll have like detachable feet for like a diabetic superpower of some kind.
So there is a video already of a man who got the superpower to nap indefinitely, as a jar of it did put him in a diabetic coma.
Dude, he's unshakable.
Shannon, if you want to look that up next. But
so a man, he downed the whole jar in a sitting.
It would appear so, and his sister's trying to raise money and tell people to beware the Kool-Aid pineapple.
Great. Now Washington's going to, it's like the Four Loco thing. Like Washington's going to regulate.
That's what they need. They need booze in that one. They need some Everclear, and we need to jungle juice these up.
My God.
Oh. Maybe not jungle juice, but yeah, this is...
hey, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
That what call?
Yeah.
That what call, in fact.
Good. Yo, did I ever tell you how my sister gave herself a diabetic coma?
Please.
Turkey Hill iced teas.
Ooh,
it was about
a delicious coma.
6 summers ago, peach Turkey Hill iced tea.
Yeah.
My sister drank only that.
For a summer. No water.
I think it was like a couple weeks. No water. She drank only that. And then, of course, it's making her hyper thirsty. So she was only drinking more Turkey Hill peach teas.
Because it doesn't actually hydrate you. It sucks all the water out of your kidney or liver or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
All of it.
It sucks it out of your body. Yeah, yeah.
It sucks it out of all the vitals. And, dude, I remember, like, my mom called me from the hospital to, like, you know, I have some news. Don't worry. The doctors are handling, like, all the preface. And she told me that my sister was in a diabetic coma. I was like, what? Like, how did she... what did she do to get into a diabetic coma? And it was, my mom says, I think she had a couple Turkey Hill iced teas. So I have to wait for my sister to come out of the coma to explain it to me. Dude, she only drank Turkey Hill peach tea for like 3 straight weeks. And she was just having her kids just run into the store getting her Turkey Hill peach teas. And it was just like, why did you do that?
Right. What'd she say? They're good?
It's good. And I was thirsty.
She's not wrong.
I will tell you, the Turkey Hill Arnold Palmer's.
They're fucking good.
They're pretty goddamn good.
They're good. I've had
all of the Turkey Hill teas are out
great.
Of this world.
They're great.
They're out of this world. They're made black style. There's so much sugar in them.
Yes.
You know, it's candy juice.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister almost, and she's not even fat. She just like, one summer she was like, you know what? Water's whack. And I'm just only going peach Turkey Hill iced tea. Like I wanted to do when I was a kid and nobody let me.
Right.
Now I'm an adult. I'm in control of my life.
Yep.
It's only Turkey Hill peach tea.
I love it, man. This segment, honestly, I feel like a couple molars are loose in my teeth. Like I feel like just from watching this, I'm like,
let's watch this next one. We head up, Shannon.
I'm like I'm gonna drink some water just to.
Oh shit! I done got my hands on him. The viral.
This guy got ripped off.
Pineapples.
That's the type of white person that bought an ounce for $500.
And the guy told me, he said, don't sleep on the grape. I said, okay, I don't really like grape shit, but
you're a black man telling me to buy something. I'll be bullied into this quickly.
Yeah, $50 a jar.
I reached out to the guy, he delivered them to us, so shout out my guy.
I mean, I love the entrepreneurial spirit of that they are sitting on these for a couple days and then going out and making deliveries or setting up shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's America. I think you should be able to sell these out of the back of your truck.
Yeah. I agree.
And if people will pay for them, that's America and that's fucking commerce.
I agree. That's commerce happening.
If a man's trying to make a buck and bring it home to his family, I don't give a fucking shit.
Yeah, and then you get to like have that one special moment where you finally get your jar that you just bought and you open it up and you hear that pop and then the black and mild smoke comes out of it and you're like, it's time to go. Let's go.
I would never tell. Like, I hate when they shut down like Mexicans selling food on the side of the road and stuff. It's like,
yeah,
let a man or let him make a buck, dude.
Dude, let the market decide.
If it sucks, those people.
If it sucks, people won't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them. And by the way, it's a health code thing. Buyer beware. You know what the fuck you bought. You didn't think they had a fucking health code thing.
You talk about the snap. It can't snap because it's already been opened. The pineapple jar has already been opened, so there is no snap.
And I thought about how funny it would be if they opened up the jar and it was like, chirp, like just fire detectors going off.
That's all right, the sound. Let's continue to see this poor
soul. Record scratch.
That shit's so fucking fire.
Why would you throw it?
That was a $40 pineapple.
I mean, if his mom was there, he would have smacked her. It was so good, make you want to smack your mama, but he didn't have a mom there to smack.
I love that he had to pretend like the jar was hard to open.
Yeah.
I just had to do that. That shit was fire. Okay, this is watermelon.
Bro, that doesn't look good.
Don't do it.
I'm just like,
don't you get red on my mama's.
Yo, he does look like a relative of Drew Montana, though.
He said this one's the most slept on. But he said this is his favorite. Let's see. God damn. That looks like charcoal fucking. I don't know. Let's see.
He's going to react positively. Here we go.
This is the best one.
Get out of here, bro.
I swear, I don't even like grape shit. This shit is the best.
You know I don't like grape shit either.
You know that about me. I told you in confidentiality.
It's funny. Grape Kool-Aid is not grape shit.
Everybody know I don't fuck with grape.
What is it? Grape?
Yeah,
yo, on my mama, I don't fuck with grape, though.
On God.
On God.
On God, son, I don't fuck with no grape. Yeah. All right, Shen, do we have the guy in the coma?
I tried to find it. It says there are no confirmed reports of that happening.
Oh, boo. Do you have any more white women trying it?
Let me just see the other one. I think I have like one more. I don't know if it's a white woman. No, I have a black couple.
Let's do that and we'll get out on that then. Yeah.
By the way, Boo is the name of the character on your shirt, right?
What?
Is the name of your character on your shirt? His name is Boo, right?
No, this is my chain is Boo.
Oh, okay.
This is I think a Shy Guy.
Got Shy Guy.
Shy Guy, yeah.
At least it's a real time pineapple that they had to cut.
I like this.
This is a health conscious version.
Mine is blue raspberry. How's SpongeBob gonna live in that motherfucker now? That's SpongeBob, we fucking put your ass in Kool-Aid.
She's so greedy.
Yeah, so the real connoisseurs tell you you gotta sip the juice first.
Yeah.
Before you bite into the pineapple. Mm,
yeah, everything has its own.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a wine taste.
It's like a wine
sommeliers
taste.
Yeah, the Somalians. Yeah, sure.
wait, the Somalians. Yes.
This is gonna sound a little fucked up, but this is definitely. Somebody got all this on their commissary list and came up with a business plan for when they got out. Am I crazy?
I would imagine that it started in prison. Dude, they crushed it in prison. They are ingenious.
These, I think, are all things you could get probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were 100%. I think somebody was fucking around, either selling them in prison, went, listen, when I get out, I'm going legit.
Yeah, maybe not the jar of pineapple you can't have. Prisoners in jail with jars and shit.
Yeah.
But everything else is on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So I'm sure there was maybe like pickles in a bag, pineapple slices in a bag, and they did that and they like wrapped it up, put it under the bed for a few days.
Yeah.
You're totally right. Yeah. I had a friend who spent like 20, 25 years in prison and he had all the prison commissary mix ups for what their delicacies were.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like
he's an iron shackle chef.
Yeah, watching
them make the little deep fryers, where they'll take wires, they'll take a tin like a coffee can, and then make a sterno. They'll take apart like a shaver.
Mm. Wow!
And heat the oil, and they'll be making like fucking empanadas and shit.
That's incredible.
Well, they'll make like 200, right? And they're selling them.
Dude, I had a friend, this fella, he was like one of the kingpins of the yard because he would befriend women on Facebook and then they would send him either money or cigarettes and then he would turn around and resell all these cigarettes and he had a bunch of ambassadors to sell the cigarettes. He was at the top and he would say he let profit happen for his sellers more than himself as protection.
I like that you call them ambassadors instead of dealers.
Brand ambassadors. Brand ambassadors.
They were branded.
Like short skirts. Anybody want to try a cigarette?
All right, Shad, do we want to finish watching them eat that or are we done?
You can finish it.
Yeah, let's finish it.
This guy also missing an eye.
Oh, good.
Did y'all hear him over there? Yo, I just came from the gym. And straight in here to birth the pineapples.
It was a BLM protest at the gym. She wasn't working out.
What the fuck is up?
You're not rocking with the motherfucking pot loyalty all in ya. I just ate pineapples with some Kool-Aid. Now I'm finna go to bed and get laid. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Rain first, mine's upstairs.
Yeah, when he hits his wife from the back, they call it pirate booty. No big deal. What eye guy.
I like the natural pineapple, though. I do like that.
We wanted to try.
Like that, that looks more
that
appetizing.
Slice does
it also
look,
looks cool.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool to serve.
Yeah. That's like a culinary masterpiece. The other is just some ratchet shit.
Ooh, take a bit,
please. They have to feed each other because he has bad depth perception. He keeps missing.
Yeah, no. No, red is hitting.
I read him.
It is, but you know I put.
That blue ain't that good.
Yeah, Kool-Aid pineapple is definitely going to be in his cause of death report.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's got to go to bed and get 20 winks. Let's call it there. Thank you so much for my wonderful guests, Sydney Gant and Brett Rabold. Check out World War Fun. Please support RaceTheMovieThePlay.com. What's the run again, buddy?
June 17th to July 12th at Asylum NYC. It's a really special show. Thank
you. Go check it out. Support great artists like Brett. Support great, awesome, funny comics like Sid. And support our wonderful producers, AJ and Shannon, in the booth, because this is a fucking fun job, and I love you guys very much. We'll see you on Friday's bonus episode. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's.